So Shvi of Hazinu concludes with some very stirring words regarding the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is, of course, appropriate for the day after Yom Kippur. Vayivom Moshe v'yedaber eskal divrei ha'shira hazos v'azne'am hu v'yoshev b'nun, the beautiful Rashi, the right lo zachad aito alav, right, there's no gaiva, that's prerequisite for being a melech, as we know, l'fil tirum l'vavam v'yachav. So I recall we spoke about this last year, that Torah requires lev and inayim ve'oznayim, very intensive focus. We'll come back to that in a second. So Pshuto Shel Mikra, Shmira Samitzvos is, you know, essential for, you know, Yishuv Haaretz, and if not, you know, we'll suffer the consequences in a very dramatic way. But Kilo Dava Reiku Mikem, Chazal understood to be a reference to Limud HaTorah. Rashi quotes two Deos, that there's a lot of schar affiliated with it, number one, and number two, that there's nothing in Torah which is, you know, empty, you know, Rabbi Kiva, Menachos, you know, the Tilei Tilin, the Kutzo Shel Yud, Achos Lotan Timna is what Rashi happens to mention here. There's the Yerushalmi in Peya, that actually I think speaks to this point in a very dramatic way. Kilo Davar Reiku Mikem. So Amar of Manda Kilo Davar Reiku. V'im Reiku, if you find it, you know, say empty, unsatisfying. Reiku could mean two things, really. It could mean unsatisfying in the subjective sense, that you don't find it very interesting. Sort of dry, that could mean, you know, an element of reikonus, or that you're not sort of like finding the, in a more objective sense, you know, the deep meaning here, you know, that what we would call the amita shel Torah. So in either of those cases, if you're finding it subjectively, you know, kind of antiseptic, not very interesting, vim reiku, or, you know, even in the objective sense, that you're not, you know, finding the profundity in this particular section of Torah, v'im reiku mikem hu, then the lo davar reiku mikem, that comes for you. Lama b'nei she'en atem b'geim b'torah. Lama b'chash chodavar sh'nosin bezden afshem alav l'sof miskayim b'yadam. And the Yerushalmi goes on, ki hu chayichem emasai hu chayichem bizman sh'atem y'geim ba. In other words, Torah is about as interesting and about as compelling and about as profound as, you know, we're willing to invest in it. I remember that on the Yortzeit, the first Yortzeit, one of Rav Moshe Tursky's, Zecher Tzadik Levracha's sons, was masped him based on the pasuk in Mishlei, in the 27th chapter, of Nefesh Suveya Tavos Nofes, V'nefesh Re'eva Kol Mar Masok. So the Gra and the Bir and Mishlei, he explains in the following way: V'nefesh Sefeya, V'nefesh, which isn't, you know, thirsting for Torah, so Tavos Nofes. So even, you know, that which is sweet won't find particularly, gustatory delight. V'nefesh Re'eva, but somebody who thirsts for Torah, right, kolmar masok, that even areas which are either mar in the sense of requiring more yagia, or maybe, you know, more technical or whatever it is, kolmar masok. So there's nothing in Torah which isn't extremely compelling and fascinating and engaging. So it's all a referendum on whether it's a nefesh re'eva or nefesh seveya. And that's what the Yerushalmi is saying, right? Kilo davar reiku mikem. I mean, reiku mikem. That's a function of your attitude towards it. So again, hopefully, you know, after this Achas Bashana, we're all charged and recharged in the appropriate way, and we have a very strong sense of Lo Davar Reiku Mikem in the motivation, which is so essential for the Veharevna of Torah, that it's something that speaks to us, that's something that moves us, and something that ultimately stimulates us, the positive feedback, to invest more and more of our efforts and more of our time in Limud HaTorah.